Hi, my name is John McKenna, and this is a live talk on how to be happier no matter what. When you really know this material, it will be impossible for you to suffer. So listen to this program over and over and over again until it penetrates your subconscious. We're going on a journey here, and this journey is a left-brained logical look at the right brain's use of emotions. It will cause you to integrate these two halves of your brain together. And the end result will be, you will not be able to suffer. So pay attention and let it in. It's going to seem a little strange at first, but think about the concepts, integrate them into your life, and before you know it, you'll be happier than ever before. Your relationships will start to work out. You'll do better in business. All of your dealings with other people will increase. You'll become more compassionate. You'll become more compassionate to yourself. You'll love life more. You'll be more motivated to go after the things you want. You will have a huge amount of energy flowing into your body. And basically, you'll be more successful than you've ever been in your life just by learning how to be happier than ever before. How to be happier no matter what happens in the external world by learning this key to how your brain works. I want to ask you a question. Can you put your hand on a red hot stove? And just lay your hand right there. Hear it sizzle. Can you do that? There's like no way you can do that, okay? There's just no way you could do that. Because you know in every cell of your being just how much a burn hurts. You have been burned. You know the pain. And the pain is intense. And you're not going to put your hand on a hot stove. But what you don't know is that you make yourself unhappy. You've probably heard it. You've probably read it. You've probably danced with the concept a little bit. But you don't know it. If you knew it, you couldn't do it. You don't really know it. It seems like a lofty spiritual platitude that you're in charge of your own feelings. But when you know it intimately, you will not burn yourself with hard, painful feelings and crude, attacking thoughts and vicious judgments and criticisms of yourself and others. When you realize that you're in charge of this machinery, your brain, which then, you know, is the regulator of thoughts, and thoughts are the regulator of emotions, when you realize you're in charge of it, and you know you will no longer inflict psychic pain on yourself, just like once you put your hand on a hot stove and you know it and you get it, you won't do it again unless it's an accident. And so really take this to heart, listen to it over and over, start to apply the teachings to your life until you know it, until you refuse to make yourself unhappy. The premise that I'm going to put forth is whenever you're unhappy, you have made yourself that way for very logical reasons that are easy to understand. Now, even after you have learned this material, the habit will persist of making yourself guilty, feeling bad about things, motivating yourself with negative self-talk. The habit will persist. But I want to plant this seed now. When you are unhappy, you and only you have made yourself that way by telling a certain story in your head, by perceiving things the way you choose to perceive them, by having a particular outlook. Basically, you do it. And you do it for some logical reasons. Later on, the impulses will still come at you. Let's say you hurt somebody's feelings. You'll get a little impulse, like bing. And that little bing is a natural impulse of life to be perfect. and it is simply a call to awaken, to move, to stop, to think, to apologize, to make a change. It's just an impulse to correct, to course correct. It is not cause for unhappiness, guilt, remorse, resentment, blame, shame, doubt, and, you know, all the flavors of unhappiness. It is a neutral little impulse that is there to correct your behavior. So I'm not saying the impulse will go away. The impulse is a course-correcting device. It just says, oops, and it should be no more than oops. And then you'll ask yourself, wow, what happened here? What do I want to do? And you bring yourself back on track. So that twinge will occur to you whenever you step off the path, even after your realization, okay? And this is an important point to know. But if you let this material in, you will have a realization that you don't ever have to make yourself unhappy to make these course corrections. And you will lose the ability to suffer. Maybe you don't want to lose the ability to suffer because then perhaps you wouldn't be quite as human. So in that case, don't listen to this. Or just listen to it once. Because if you let this in, you will lose the ability to suffer. And you'll want to suffer. You'll want to go have one of your pity parties and feel sorry for yourself, and you literally won't be able to do it. So beware. This is really powerful material, and it will change your life. So if you cherish suffering as a way of being human, and you want to share in the suffering of others, this is not going to be good for you. But if you want to be free from the chains of unhappiness, and you want to teach others to be happy all the time, and you want to be like a pillar of joy that lifts others up, then this material is for you. Now, how long it will take for you to have the realization, I don't know. It really depends on how much practice you do. How much practice you do will determine how long it takes and how much you want it. So it's all up to you. If you'd like to be free of suffering, and if you'd like to be in your world as the joy that others can come to lift them up, then this will happen really fast. If you have a strong desire to be free from suffering, this will happen for you really fast.